July 18th Plan Commission meeting to order. Mr. Tito, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
I'm here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Burkhart?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
City Engineer Morrow?
Here.
Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
And Commissioner Fowler, I believe, is excused.
Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So for those of you who have been doing business with the city, the Plan Commission obviously is all of you, except for one. You unfortunately fell victim to a staffing shortage, and I apologize for that. I appreciate your patience, but having said that, Mr. Keel has some very good news.
We've offered jobs and have had them accepted from two planners that we interviewed. Marion X would be a entry-level planner starting August 5th, and then Regulo Martinez would be an associate-level planner, the middle-level planner, also starting August 5th. In addition to them, we are also hiring some additional consultants. We have Nick Fuchs helping us right now, doing a very good job, but only giving us a limited amount of hours. We're going to hire some consultants. I think they're going to start working for us next week.
I see.
And they will be starting working for us next week. The only thing I could mention, the bad part of that is being the only one here, I'm the only one who can train all of them. And so we're going to slow down for a little bit.
Your end, it causes problems on our end when we're a little slower than what you need, and it's never our intention to do that, unfortunately. So, saying all of that, in your packet, item B is the approval of the regular meeting minutes on June 20th and additional corrections.
Motion to approve.
Second. Is there going to be slow me up? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Yes, I do.
I just gave you a copy.
We only should have the public hearing for the rezoning. Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct the public hearing on Thursday, July 18th. That is correct. On July 18th, 2019 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter, as the matter may be heard, in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132. To your public comment regarding an application by Mills Hotel Wyoming LLC, Eugene and Marlene Magridge, property owners, for approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone Outlot 2 of the approved preliminary plat for Ryan Meadows, except the northerly 30 feet, also known as part of tax key number 892-9993-001, the approximately 1.17-acre portion of the parcel 892-9993-001 from R2 Estate Single Family Residence District and C1 Conservancy District to R6 Suburban Single Family Residence District. The rezoning is contingent upon land transfer or final plat recording. Property is generally located at 11327 West Ryan Road, and bearing tax key numbers again 892-9993-001. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of State Statute 62.237D2 of the Wisconsin Statutes, Division 15-9.0200, the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. copy of the proposed ordinance in draft form is available and open for inspection by the public in the offices of the city clerk at Franklin City Hall, 1929 West Loomis Road, during normal business hours. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed amendment is subject to revisions following the public hearing and the further consideration by the Planning Commission and the City of Franklin and Town Council.
So that's the public hearing part.
So this is the subject area. It's actually the majority of that parcel is in an outlot in the preliminary plat, but still owned by the Magridges. That's why this rezoning is going to be subject to the recording of the plat or the transfer of the property. The northern 30-foot most of that property will remain Magridges. This area is needed by the developer for their stormwater management pond. They had made some adjacent lot line changes, added another lot or two, and so they needed some additional land. Pretty straightforward otherwise. Staff is recommending approval, just the standard boilerplate conditions. Associated with this one is also a comprehensive master plan amendment. That public hearing is held in front of the Common Council at the Council's next meeting. Otherwise, staff has no comments.
Good. With that, I will open the public hearing portion of this. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Anyone wishing to speak? Seeing no one rise, I will close the public hearing portion of this matter. Without objection, we move on to the business portion of this matter. Any other questions to discuss? Two actions. Conference Master Plan Amendment. Is there a motion to approve the resolution recommending the adoption of ordinance for Men's City of Franklin 2025 Conference Master Plan and change City of Franklin 2025 future land use map for property generally located at 11327 West Bryan Road, which is outlined to approve the preliminary plat for the Ryan Meadows subdivision except for the northerly 30 feet, also known as part of tax number 892-9993-001, the approximately 1.17 acre portion of parcel 892-9993-001 from business park use to residential use, pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 66.1001-4B.
Motion to approve.
Second. Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Now, an action relating to the previous exciting rezoning public hearing. Is there a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend Unified Development Order zoning map to rezone on lot 2 of the approved preliminary plat for Ryan Meadow subdivision, except the northerly 30 feet, also known as part of tax number 892-9993-001, approximately 1.17 acre portion. Parcel 893-001, Martin Luther State Single Family Residence District and C1 Conservancy District, R6 Suburban Single Family District, generally located at 11327 West Bryan Road, it's approximately 1.6665 acres.
Motion to approve.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. On the business matters, item D1, Oakland State Single Family Residential Subdivision Development. This is a preliminary plat application, Mr. Keeble.
I will scroll over to the location. So, you did say Oaks Estates?
Oaks Estates, yeah, I didn't jump around. I just thought it would be nice.
Thank you. So, this is a preliminary plat for a proposed subdivision. They're going to plat the remainder of this vacant open land. It's about 20 acres in size. They're retaining the same R3E zoning that the adjacent properties have. The lot lot sizes are within that range. A little bit more closer analysis. The lots that are to the north and to the west are slightly larger than some of the lots in the old subdivision, and the lots to the south are slightly smaller than a lot of the lots proposed in the subdivision. But still, the lots within this subdivision are within the R3E, over the R3 minimum lot size. They are going to extend all those roads through, connect. They are also proposing 16 residential lots, 4 outlots. 2 of the outlots will be for stormwater management ponds. 2 of the outlots will be for the natural resources that we need. In regards to the natural resources, if we mentioned that there is a small wetland in the northeast corner that has been declared artificial, so therefore state and federal jurisdiction doesn't apply, nor does ours, so there's no natural resource protection for it. So it's not shown in the natural resource protection plan. The other thing I could note is it is unique. These are the first developers to take advantage of a new state law that was passed a year or two ago, where they can fill up to 1 acre of wetland and cut through the chase, and the state law specifically says no local regulations can interfere with that. However, they're not asking for the full acre. They are asking for something just barely under 10,000 square feet. That number is important because if it's under 10,000 square feet and that wetland has no federal jurisdiction and is only regulated by the state, the state that they're doing this, if they don't hear back in a certain number of days, like 30 days or something, they're automatically approved to fill that wetland. Same thing applies here, and no local regulations can interfere with that. So they are asking for just under the 10,000 square feet. You can see their little fingers, that's what they're asking to fill. That is shown on the natural resource protection. So the bulk of the wetland, the big one to the south and the northernmost piece that extends up to their property, will remain. The other thing that I can mention is this subdivision plat has no sidewalks, nor does the subdivisions adjacent to it, although the city engineer might want to talk about that. Otherwise, we are recommending approval with a number of conditions. I believe the applicant is okay with most of them. I know that they are not okay with at least one of those conditions. We are recommending that all the wetland setbacks and all the wetland buffers that remain be located within the outlots. They have some or most of those setbacks and buffers in the outlot, but not all of them. Typically, staff recommends that all of the wetland setbacks and buffers be in the outlots until such time as the lots get so tight that you start to question whether they can really build a normal house in it. These lots are all large, we believe, but it'll be fine to build it. There are a number of other more technical conditions that staff is recommending. I think the applicant's going to be okay with all of those. Some of them are engineering related. One I can mention is clearly identifying the plat, where the conservation easement will be, and where the setbacks and buffers will be. Those are the technical recommendations. So staff is recommending approval with those conditions. The one for sure the applicant is probably not going to agree with, and then the city engineer might want to talk about the sidewalks. So that was before when I speak really close to.
Okay, I do have one, it's not an issue, but they certainly have this taste for rectangular retention basins, particularly in this particular neighborhood where they'll stick out like a sore thumb and not look natural. So there's asking for those retention basins to take in a unique shape. Rectangles that they both have. Other than that, Mr. City Engineer.
Back to the third city.
Thank you. There are several engineering comments that kind of glossed over, but I know have been mentioned in the past. So first of all, you'll notice that they're connecting 4 roads. 2 of them have cul-de-sacs. 1 has a turnaround. I'd like to make sure that I would like to see those turn into the natural road. And up to sidewalk issues that Fowler's not here tonight. We've talked in the past about trying to encourage and actually require sidewalks. Keep in mind this is going to be very near a walkable and bikeable community, very near the trail that's coming through. And it's kind of hard to put sidewalks in after the fact. So I'd like to see sidewalks list on one side. As far as stormwater counts, I think this is probably the biggest one. There is a huge concern about the area to the south. Wetland is continually growing, so we're going to watch the stormwater counts very closely to make sure we don't increase that at all. And we'd like to talk to you about some maybe other methods to maybe limit. I think we can redirect some of the stormwater downstream of the wetland fairly easy. A little bit of pipe, but I think it's fairly easy to say about the wetlands. We are very concerned about that wetland. I know certain neighbors have contacted my department about concerns on making sure that doesn't get more water into it. So I'm going to watch that really closely. Yes, sir. I think those are my big issues. My apartment has several big issues.
Well,
I
think that's it.
Recommend approval of resolution conditionally approving preliminary plat of state subdivision approximately south 92nd Street and West Wolfville Road, conditioned upon reconfiguration of the stormwater basins to a more natural shape.
So we don't have any sidewalks on Cambridge, anything on what's the one that's going
92nd.
Is there 92nd going? No, not 92nd.
Here. Right, Rick?
So I'm gonna.
Here.
Unfortunately, I know the alderman that sits in this chair is gonna go for sidewalks. I'm not one to agree with having a partial sidewalk. It's just doesn't make sense for the 16 parcels. And granted, I realize that there's feeder homes that come through that have to lead up to 92nd Street, and I understand the rock is at that sliver. That's going to be a whole a wetlands corner back in there, and development will be to the north. I just disagree with the sidewalk, but that's my opinion.
This is a fill-in subdivision for existing parcels, for existing neighborhoods.
see where sidewalks could be extended to the west, because that could basically, there's no homes along that route that would get you out to the Columbus Road, which is in the vicinity of where the pathway would be coming in.
That's the east.
To the west.
Oh, I'm sorry, the east.
That's okay.
Yeah, heading out to Columbus and stuff would be really basically the end of the trail would be.
Okay, well, the motion has at least one side sidewalk, and to the extent possible, we can figure it as a stormwater basis.
Was it made, the motion made by?
Morrow made the motion, Caleb made the second. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Steve.
Commissioner Hogan?
Aye.
Commissioner Burkhardt?
Aye.
Commissioner Haley?
Aye.
Mayor? Aye. City Engineer Morrow? And Alderman DeAndrea?
No.
Unified Development Ordinance and Plan Commission operating procedures requires 4 affirmative votes. We have that, so the motion is here. But there's an opportunity now for the council to make any changes. So we. Having that, thank you very much, gentlemen. That was a tough parcel without taking up the weapons, but that helped me great. Okay, we move on to item D2. Southbrook Church expansion, site plan amendment. Southbrook Church continues to grow. Deal.
I'll zoom to that.
Thank you.
So the property's on the screen. This photograph is old. They've already done an addition over here a year or two ago, maybe more like 2 or 3 years ago. They're proposing to do another addition to the back over there. They had already gotten this wetland approved to be filled. There's a fire access lane that comes around over here to the back. So they're proposing actually to cut off a part of this parking lot. Part of their outdoor patio is going to clip it. The addition of the building will be over here. They're going to put another smaller parking lot over here. So that's their proposal. It is a site plan amendment. Staff is recommending approval with a number of conditions. Similarly, I think the applicant is okay with most of the conditions. There's at least one that I know that they're not okay with. That condition is the requirement for curb and gutter for the parking lots that they're going to create and the drives that they're going to create. So it's my understanding that all of this parking lot and all the drives, except for the fire lane that currently goes over here, already has curb and gutter. And the reason I'm spending a lot of time on here is it is one of the engineering design standards that the Plan Commission can waive, which means not requiring, if the area generally does not have curb and gutter. However, their development primarily does, and at least this portion of St. Martin's Road does. The city engineer and I talked, I believe he would be okay, shake your head no if I'm wrong, that the parking lot does have curb and gutter, but they got a little driveway stepped off of that would not need to have curb and gutter. I think the applicant's going to still not want any curb and gutter, not any of the steps. Yes?
Yeah, so anything I would believe would need, everything would need curb and gutter with the exception of a drive that might possibly be removed in the future for the curb expansion.
So
the
Plan Commission agreed with that, we'd have to revise specific. So again, staff's recommending approval of a number of conditions. Staff had been recommending and commenting on a lot of additional architectural changes to the building. Ultimately, my final decision was I'm only going to recommend and it's in the resolution some additional windows on the top of the building on the side that's sort of on the southeast side. It is shown in their plans as optional windows. I believe their position would be they would do it if the Plan Commission wants it, but they prefer not to do it. They did add some more landscaping. Ultimately, that's why I stepped back from recommending more architectural changes. I just changed all those to suggestions. So as normal, if the Plan Commission agrees with any of the suggestions, then the motion would have to be revised to include those suggestions as a condition.
Just so I understand, the path that you create around that, that you would need higher access, it's not
partial
circulation. That's a little confusing.
I think it's just access to the back of the building, the back of the addition.
Owen Danner.
Joel, was there ever a path approved back through here?
Yes, and it has been built.
That's all been done. Okay. And then that white framing, is that the gutter?
This here?
On my left.
No.
At the where the road entry is that there
that's
and then the other side?
I believe that's all the curb. Yes.
So you've got framing there and then you've got it all the way on the far end of it as well?
I believe so, yes.
Which I can see is white, it's more distinctive. So you just want to create consistency?
Yes. And it is a standard. Yeah, they have to do it unless the Plan Commission waives it.
What was their reasoning for not wanting to do it?
Because they don't want to, and because that emergency access does not happen. So there's currently there's an emergency access drive to the fire department that extends pretty far back, not all the way around, pretty far back. And that does not happen.
Talking with Mr. Needle this afternoon, thought I should mention that although I'm not a member, I do attend a regular Bible study with this group, Saturday mornings, the location. As far as the windows go, I agree that it's probably not needed, but it's actually in the worship style. They put windows there, they just block them in so to keep all the light out, so I would be okay with it.
That would be condition number. Number 8 is the one that has the windows. So either revising or striking that one.
So the motion is strike condition 8. And then we need to keep the number. Discussion. All in favor?
Motion to approve resolution amendment. Mr. Johnson.
Yes. I don't know if you want me to speak to the fire lane and curb issue.
You're about to give an order, but you're going to have to clean the
curbs.
Okay, so you want to argue
with me? I'm sorry, I didn't quite follow what you were
doing. You're about to get approval with curb and gutter without the cleaners.
That's the question. When they asked the reasoning why we would not want the curb and gutter, it comes down to a significant cost. We're trying to be good stewards of what has been donated and watching the money. And this is a significant dollar value that goes along with it, one in which, as an owner rep, I need to at least challenge or question. So when I'm asked about it, I can explain it. From the questions I received is that we have this fire lane that is put in place that exists without curb and gutter. It's been acceptable. And now we're not going to change it, but now we have to add that curb and gutter at a considerable cost. Again, we're trying to be a good steward. And when I look at this, we said why we want to do it. I'm trying to watch the dollars. And that was the reasoning why we were asking about them.
Okay. Can you read your name and address, please?
My name is Dave Hampson. 1025 East Meadow Terrace, Oak Creek.
That's why you got a clue. Justin.
Justin Johnson, JST Professional Services, W-238 and 1610 Bussy Road. And really, I was turning around to see if the cost offset between the window discussion and the curb and gutter was something that I wanted to discuss specifically. But as it relates to the curb and that fire lane was put in as a permanent fire lane. It wasn't put in as a temporary feature back when that was designed. And it was put in without curb and gutter for a number of reasons, but one being that it is so flat back there behind that building. That building was built originally, it probably should have been a couple feet higher up in there so there were drains well behind it. And using ditches and not curb and gutter and very pipe helps us get that water away from that road and get it down to its ponds. So that is a factor that I were continuing to use that approach with that fire lane. And the parking lot too. The parking lot's sheeting right off the pavement into a ditch and then into piping. The other factor is that we're saving part of that fire lane, we're taking out part of that fire lane, and a little bit hokey switching from no curb to curb to no curb in different pieces of that. So that's kind of a thought process to why we are looking to do this this work without the curb.
Joel, the ordinance requires it,
unless
council doesn't go to the commission.
No, this does not go to the county council. Planning commission doesn't find it.
I mean, this is the back portion of this property, correct? But the very, it's not reasonable. What kind of traffic is going to be back there? Parking and emergency. They don't have enough parking.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's mostly going to be staff parking.
The back is just for staff parking.
And then fire access and some deliveries potentially. There, but it's not intended for that church.
To clarify, I was okay with the fire lane, not the park.
Yep. And while there's only 22 spaces proposed right now, they are setting aside future land for additional parking because they are way underparked, the UDO standards. So, the Planning Commission can grant a 25% reduction based on information they have provided. They don't use the whole building every single time and all at the same time. So that's the reasons that they can provide so they can get the 25%. But they need a lot more than 25%, so then they have to do reservation of areas for future parking. And then they will need that for sure if they do another building addition, which they plan to do so. So again, I think these parking lots will be used more and more as time goes by.
Mr. Johnson, can you have affirmative that you need more parking? So the next expansion, where are you going to put additional parking?
There's a couple of different concepts that have been tossed around. One would be to look at that area to the north. That's not the preferred. We really don't want to push up in that area. That's stormwater pond we're fighting now, so that would be. But the property that juts into the middle of the church parcel has been discussed over the years as being a possible purchase and expansion of parking. So as part of any further expansion, there would have to be a discussion about purchasing that property.
If I could add to that, we have right now a verbal agreement that they would sell that property to us, and in fact they're wanting that to take place sooner than later so that we will have that. They're anxious to move out. Right now it's just a matter of funds available to do that.
So on your drawings, you have this indicated as future parking here. So you would not want to put curb and gutter here. Where I was going with this is this was going to be future parking. I'd say no curb and gutter here, but everywhere else. But now saying that this is going to be future parking,
part of it, but for consistency and frankly our maintenance of our ordinances, I would say curb the cover here because you're gonna have an excuse would have been if this was gonna be expanded parking, then I'd say another curb the cover. Since logically this is not site plan for property located at 11010 West St. Martin's Road to allow for approximately 21,800 square foot addition to the north side of the existing Southbrook Church building, along with the removal of an existing fire lane and a portion of the Eastman parking lot, in addition of a new parking lot to the west of the addition, and a partial fire lane access to the north side of the addition, which is Southbrook Church, tax key number 799-9967-012. And deleting condition 8 as we had previous motion to see. Or such a motion.
Second.
Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Okay. Move on to item D3, Faithways Reserve, single-family residential subdivision development, a final plat for Creative Homes. Mr. Dean.
And I will zoom this way.
It's on Faith Drive.
Yes. I keep wanting to look further away. Okay. So this is a final plat. The reason that's important is by state law, no changes can be made by the city to the plat, unless, of course, the developer starts making changes, and then, of course, we can make changes too.
Right, you don't make
changes. So staff is recommending approval with a number of conditions. Most of them are boilerplate. I don't know if they have issues with any of them. The one thing that did catch my eye was the overlapping easements. There are easements overlapping on this property, and it's the city's design standards not to allow that when they parallel one another. The cross is okay, but when they parallel each other for a distance, it's not city's design standards. But I don't know if that was shown on the preliminary plat or not. I don't know if we got a chance to look.
I talked to staff on it. Yes, we are.
Okay. So otherwise, staff is recommending approval with some conditions and some resolution.
CSM of this particular parcel, there was an original 20-foot sanitary easement, and I don't know if it was an oversight on our part, but what does the vacating that particular easement require planning commission approval, or is that through council?
Council needs to approve all changes or vacations of easements if they ever approve it themselves in the first place.
Be through council. Okay, thank you.
Is there a motion to recommend approval of the resolution conditionally approving a final plat for Faithway Reserve subdivision at 7711 South 76th Street? Question?
Just a quick information. I at the next common council meeting. Special request for special request to put it on the land maintenance permit.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's what you put on themselves. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
No.
Second.
All those in favor?